got my back. I say we cash it, that city limit. Let's go right past it. Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Now, 7 half of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Queen of Cheap is here, Roberta Fasanelli, along with Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. Apparently, we're all here, hale and hearty, ready to add a little heft to your day. Here's the way to beat the heat. All those of you who are hot, 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 in a blender, everybody ready? Combine 1 cup of orange juice, mm-hmm. 1 cup of plain yogurt, 2 tablespoons of honey, 1.5 cups of fresh or frozen blackberries, or 1/2 cup of frozen unsweetened mixed berries. Blend them all until smooth and serve. I just did this, and I added to it strawberry milk.
Strawberry?
Strawberry milk and orange juice and plain yogurt and various. I put honey into it, not only blackberries but blueberries. So we have that, and I put some grapes in it and some peaches that were cut up, left over from Edgar's service the other day.
Was it good?
It was.
How's it taste?
Yeah, it tastes great.
Sounds like a lot of sugar, though, Doug.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot going on. I think so, too, but that's all right.
Wait a minute.
It's
remember.
It's all healthy.
I just asked
the
you.
Strawberry milk.
What's the matter with strawberry milk?
A lot of sugar there.
It's got strawberry in it.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time.
And I put in a couple Reese's peanut butter cups.
So be my little sugar and love me all the time. According to the Daily Mail, Demi Moore's daughters are now estranged from her. Mm. Did you hear that, Jennifer?
That's because she was coming on to all of their friends.
Really?
That's
that was
before
the story?
She went into rehab. There was a big story out that she was going after Zac Efron, and Zac Efron is best friends with her daughter, Rumor.
Really?
That was just a rumor about Rumor.
Rumor, yeah, exactly.
Rumor.
Yeah.
She went back to work yesterday. Everybody was very happy about that. She
Demi Moore and Katy Perry. What's her
name?
Holmes. Mm-hmm. Back to work, both of them yesterday.
Yep.
Who would have figured that Bruce Willis is the normal one in that couple?
I know. He really looks like, Wal Cleaver or whatever his name was.
Right? Yeah. All right, so Roberta, what are the big deals in the Queen of Cheap that we have to look forward to in the next half hour?
Free Krispy Kreme!
Krispy Kreme, just the way I need it.
You
guys talk about sugar, yeah.
Free magazine subscriptions, meditate, we got a free MP3 download.
Really?
Songs, really, really cheap. Super Summer Songs, really, really cheap. Mm-hmm. And Staples Teacher Appreciation Day, and a special one just for Rich.
Yeah. Oh, really?
All right, later in the hour, the Rolling Stones will join us. Then, Jennifer, you have some television.
You got my opening. They're my opening act. By the
Rolling Stones are.
How,
are really?
Yeah, that's how good I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for you.
Let's see. What am I going to tell you about today? I'm going to give you some information on the Ernest Borgnine marathon that's going on, plus major rumors swirling around American Idol. I will sort them all out and tell you what's really going on over there. And Oprah has a new project that will pull at your heartstrings, and I'll give you all the details.
Wow.
Yes.
Major information. That Rich, you have nothing to add.
Zero.
Right? You have nothing.
I bring nothing to this conversation.
Good for you. Congratulations.
He sells churros and cotton candy, though.
That's right. But I'm proud of my participation.
All right, so it's time now, after all that good news, to give you some bad news.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
The stats are out this week. Vulnerable homeowners are losing their homes for as little as $400.
Oh, dear.
In back taxes, according to a report from the National Consumer Law Center, releases a report actually officially today. Governments are seizing and selling homes if the owner fails to pay property taxes. Now, we all know this is what's supposed to happen, but can you imagine losing your home for $400? The only way this works, though, is if you have no mortgage on your home. Because if you owe taxes and there's a mortgage, you pay off the taxes and you assume the mortgage. You knew that, right?
Ah.
That's how you either have to pay off the mortgage and the taxes. Paying off the taxes doesn't do you any good if there's a mortgage on the house.
Right.
They're going to give you the house for $400 if there's a $40,000 mortgage on it.
Right.
You got to assume the $40,000. So if the house is worth $140,000, then you're into something. If the house is worth $45,000, probably not such a good deal.
Right.
Right? Mm. So just so, but these are really under the circumstances. What do you think should be done? This is a question that's, I think, has some social implications. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook.com/A Good Day and on Twitter.com/A Good Day Show. It's probably something that we ought to have on Facebook. I'm always lost whether it was a good Twitter pick or a Facebook conversation, because people have such a hard time now connecting on Facebook. It's not worth it.
They really don't. We've actually had a lot of good contributors lately to Facebook.
For example,
you just have to add it to your feeds, the ones that you follow. So it's pretty easy once you do that.
All right. So then, if that's the case, then what in the last 24 hours have we found from our followers?
Well, that would be good. Let me bring that up.
That would be a good question.
Get back to me in just 1 minute, okay?
I thought that both you and Heather would be so smart, you'd be Jolly or Johnny
on, right now.
On the spot. The tax lien thing, Richie, in your neighborhood, was there a house there that you'd buy for $40,000?
Is there a house there that I could buy or would buy?
Would you buy a house in your neighborhood if the taxes were, you'd buy a house for $40,000?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a winner all day long.
Yeah. All right. So that's what people do. Under the circumstances, in these conditions, there are a lot of cash buyers, and they'll buy out the taxes and they'll buy out the mortgage. Even if the mortgage isn't behind, if you pay the taxes off, you can buy the mortgage. You knew that, right? Buy the mortgage. Whatever, the town will be the one, or the city, that's the arbiter in that case. Whether you knew it or you didn't know it, that's the circumstance. I mean, why would, again, anybody pay up the taxes if they were going to have access to the house? Or whatever the property was. A lot of people get land that way, too. A lot of people just don't pay. I know a guy who has a farm in a town about 30 miles or so from here. And we're at a different time. I might have done this myself. The guy owed $160,000 in back taxes. Land was worth $1.4 million. Guess how much he paid for the land?
How much?
$160,000.
Wow.
Paid off the taxes.
Wow.
Guy that owned the land walked away.
Wow.
Huh. Walked. He had no mortgage. But he couldn't pay the $160,000. He's going to lose it anyway. So he found he's friends with the guy. Guy had $160,000. Now, if that's a little, I don't know. I think that if you can work out a deal and everybody's happy, that's fine. I think if you have a friend and you go pay off his taxes for $160,000 and you expect him to give you the land, I think that's not too friendly.
Right.
I think you split the land with him. All right, he's got, what did I tell
you? Until he can buy it back. Or
I'd be egging your house every single night of the week.
Toilet paper around all the trees.
Absolutely.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so there's maybe we gave you a couple of ideas, those of you who may have problems with this sort of thing. What the Supreme Court Obamacare ruling means for drinkers. Mm. You didn't realize that the Supreme Court ruling on the, Affordable Care Act.
Right.
It meant something, and in the present tense, means something. So, Richie, we're going to dig around that in a few moments.
I'll tell you something. Taxes is one thing, but you start messing with my beer, and man, you got trouble.
Okay, well.
We should start the beer party.
I like that.
Forget the tea party. Let's beer party.
I started the beer party 20 years ago. Where you been?
All right. There's a party every night at Richie's house, and beer is the number one object of affection. I think that's actually a pretty good idea. The tea party on one side, the beer party on another.
That's right.
We have a lot more fun, that's for sure.
Yeah. Here's something that will help you have fun long beyond the doom of other people who are not smart enough to take care of themselves. There are 900 chronicled diseases that any human being may get. Some of them more common than others. We all know heart disease, and we all know about cancer, and we know about diabetes, and the four or five common ones. But there are actually 900 different things that can go wrong with your body. Did you know that, Roberta?
I had no idea, Doug.
That didn't sound very convincing. That wasn't very convincing at all. You want to try that again? Take two, Roberta.
Okay.
Did you know that there are possibly 900 things that could cause your demise, Roberta?
Wow, Doug, 900? I had no idea.
That's still not very good. That's still terrible.
Okay, let me try. Let me try.
It's like a bad infomercial.
Right.
Okay, tell me again. Go ahead. Let me try this one. Right, let me try for the role.
Jennifer, did you realize that there may be as many as 900 diseases one way or another that could knock you off?
What? Hey, you're overmodulating, Rich.
That was much better. Thank you. Roberta, you can learn from your upstart young...
What?
Do I have the job?
Okay. So 900 diseases can be avoided, however.
I didn't know there were 900 diseases all combined.
I'm going to tend to not believe that one.
900 diseases.
You've got to think there's at least a 12 to 1,500.
Really? You think
like
there are
that
more?
Kanye West song.
You think there's
900
more?
Diseases and the main one.
900 diseases in your body, 900 diseases there.
down and passing around.
That's right.
889 diseases. All right. So anyway, there are 90 essential nutrients that can fix the problem. Before you have the problem, I mean, that's what you're going to do. You want to avoid the problem, and that's what the 90 essential nutrients in the 90 for Life Healthy Start Pack are all about. Check out DougStephanTeam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack to get your 90 essential nutrients for life. Call 855-309-TEAM or go to DougStephanTeam.com. And you'll find a lot more information there about opportunities for helping people that are in your neighborhood suffering from body pain, people who have high blood pressure. Those are two of the 900 diseases, Roberta, mm-hmm. that you can avoid by taking these 90 essential nutrients every day. Get on the DougStephanTeam.com. Call 855-309-8326.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. No, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Winning the gold in the pentathlon and the decathlon is...
The winner of the intercollegiate ballroom dance competition is...
Jim Thorpe, All-American, Native American, and he raised the bar for every American. Excellence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In 1965, that the Rolling Stones, who took their name from what song, really, Richie?
It'd be a Muddy Waters song.
It was. Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Number one on the Billboard chart on this date, 1965. I often say that the intro to this song is the best intro to any rock and roll song in the history of rock and roll music.
Good one.
Yep. Stayed at number one for 4 weeks. And the song that started, by the way, is Fate to Have It, Jennifer. Betty Brenneman, who was the music director at the time at KSJ in Los Angeles, had assigned the number 440 to the control room copy of this song. So 440 Satisfaction was in the DJ database. It could have been named 216 Satisfaction had that number been next in line. It wouldn't have had the same ring to it. The Stones recorded a total of 41 hits over the next 13 years. And, you know, we all know Ruby Tuesday, Honky Tonk Women, Angie, Miss You, Painted Black, Get Off My Cloud, Brown Sugar. So who can name all of the Rolling Stones? Mick Jagger's number one. Keith Richards is two.
Rock on, right. Tree Hugger.
Wait a minute. No, everybody's got to take one.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
I took Mick Jagger. Jennifer took Keith Richards. Richie?
I will take Charlie Watts.
Charlie Watts is
I think
good.
Heather took one already, too. Who was it?
Ronnie Wood.
Ronnie Wood.
There you okay. go. All right, Roberta.
So who are
oh,
you?
I'll share Mick.
You have, actually...
You're missing one.
Actually, no, wait a minute. She was right. There are two.
You're missing two.
No, yep. Missing three. There were two
Mick Taylor.
And the original, the...
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you're missing one who died and one who retired.
Right. And so who are those two? Uh-huh.
Anybody?
Well, it's Mick Taylor, right?
Mick Taylor. But then right. you have Bill Wyman.
Bill right. Wyman.
Wyman and Jones.
And Brian Jones.
Brian Jones, that's right.
Yeah. All right, so now there's a new biography of Mick Jagger on the stands, revealing he was obsessed with Angelina Jolie.
Really?
So much so that she had him virtually sobbing over her. The book is called Mick, the Wildlife and Mad Genius of Jagger. I guess there was a meeting in 1997 when he was 54, she was 22. He met Angelina Jolie.
Well, I mean, their lips are the same. They could be separated at birth.
But she was in a Stones video. That's how she was a stripper in a Rolling Stones video. That's how they met. She was married to Johnny Lee Miller at the time, and at the same time was having an affair with Timothy Hutton. She was interested in Mick, too. So she got around. We all know that, right? She played hard to get at first. She would not return Mick's calls.
See, she looks like that.
Looks like somebody who would mess around.
Who
like
would
that.
Play hard to get.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's why when I called her and she didn't call me back, I wrote her off.
Mm-hmm.
So he stayed. They teased each other for a long time. When his marriage to Jerry Hall was falling apart, he bought her a pair of $5,000 earrings.
Ooh.
She was sleeping with Hutton at the time, Billy Bob Thornton, Nicolas Cage, and Russell Crowe.
And me.
Wasn't she married to Billy Bob?
A busy girl.
She was married. Well, she was married later, I think, to Billy Bob, wasn't she?
Right. Yeah,
I think so. Yes, she was.
Round, round, get around, I get around. That's not a Rolling Stone song, though, is it? 28 past the hour, a little history for you on Good Day.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles, package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good for July 28. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in the dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Look! It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, aimed at successful people everywhere, or those who are trying to become successful. Because
and we're here for all of you losers too.
They follow you, and then the
that's
rest
right.
of us.
That's why I'm here for all of you.
I'm a follower. Right.
Yesterday right. we decided that Rizzi, Jennifer, and Roberta, and Heather are here to bolster the wonderfulness of each day. And Richie is a place card holder.
That's right.
That's pretty much the way it is. Works that way.
Just
he
here.
Does have talent, though. He does have ability.
At what? We haven't
he
figured out.
He is. No, you're in service to others in many different ways. Mm. You can contribute in ways.
Like a butler.
Well, listen, that's if what that where your talent is.
A butler.
Ah, I can see you'd be all right in one of those stiff, starched suits.
Buttling about.
Yeah. Buttling about.
Right? Ladies and gentlemen, you too can become successful. No one achieves success without being of service. Rich is in service, as are all of us, actually,
mm-hmm.
here. We are leaders in our own devices, and it requires a certain amount of action. It's not about the position you hold. It's whether you are able to take
well
that charge and do it's like action. Action.
If you anybody cannot, knows what he's talking about, can you let me in on it?
Well, we're talking about success. We're talking about action, taking action
talking?
To become successful. I'm talking about what I talk about frequently.
What is your number one tip to be successful?
Make sure that you have a direction, a course, just like we do every day. The only one who doesn't get it is you. Everybody else knows
that's right.
that they're following me. You always want to go off on some streak.
Well...
And half the
why
time
is that? Why do you think that I will not just blindly follow?
Yeah, I don't know. It's something about you. You're antisocial.
That's
yeah.
You're anti-purposeful.
I'm antibiotic.
Yep.
All right. Heather Bachman is here. She's in charge of our social media on Good Day. What's going on?
Well, on Facebook, we have a few things going on. There's still there's actually a lot of talk about that lifeguard that we were talking about.
Still,
yeah,
really?
People seem to have a lot.
So if you don't remember that story,
that.
Last week a fellow working in on the Hallandale Beach in Miami was fired by the company that was in charge of protecting X amount of space on the beach, because the oftentimes these resorts have their own beachfront. So they're in charge. Let's say it's 500 feet or maybe it's 5,000 feet of beachfront. This particular resort had two lifeguards on duty all the time. And they're told by the boss, this is the beginning of the line, that's the end of the line, you don't cross the line. Mm-hmm. Well, some guy's drowning, and he's 4 feet over the line.
On the wrong side of the
line.
So
the company, this guy swims out, saves the guy, brings him back, gets a call from the boss, you're fired!
Good Lord.
So
stop saving those lives on the wrong side of the line.
So what are people saying about that? The comments are...
Oh, much the same as our feelings and thoughts, that it's just absolutely ridiculous. And then there's also a bit of conversation on the God particle. We had talked about that last week as well.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, we've got some interesting things. Andrea Metcalf has told us how to build a better breakfast. And there's also a story about Natalie Wood on Twitter.
Natalie Wood.
Undeclared death. Yeah.
Dum-dum-dum. And don't forget, when you're on Facebook, to make sure that you go under your likes, and when you hover over ours, make sure we're included in the news feed so you get them.
We like you.
We like you, too. They like us. They really like us.
The video of the day today, I'm not sure that these people know which team they're on, but today's video features five bulldogs playing tetherball.
I love tetherball.
And you love the bulldogs.
I saw
Matter of fact, I think Charlotte's watching it now, and that's why she's making so much noise. Right? Where is Charlotte? Charlotte Ann! Charlotte! Now she stopped.
Yeah.
when she'll bark before the cue.
She reminds me of when Charlotte is here.
Yeah.
In the studios, I have the big orange ball that I sit on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Throw it, she tries to bite it.
Right.
And of course, can't get her big old mouth around the big old ball.
Charlotte spent the night there.
She did.
When was that? Last spring.
Yeah. These bulldogs are hilarious.
All right. Video of the day, bulldogs galore at DougStephan.com. Now, the Queen of Cheap has some special deals that she wants to parlay into something even bigger.
Parlay? What are you, pirates?
The Queen of Cheap. The diva.
Going to trade two Dunkin' Donuts for three Krispy Kremes.
Ooh, any day.
Yeah? Well, Dunkin' Donuts aren't as good as Krispy Kremes.
Oh, I like Krispy Kremes much better than Dunkin' Donuts. I think a lot of people would agree. What do you think, Jen? Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm a Krispy Kremer.
Rich?
I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Really?
Heather?
Yeah. Heather's trying to see what's going on with Charlotte.
That should be a poll. What do you like better, Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, a whole lot of Krispy Kremes around me in this Washington, D.C. area.
Krispy Kreme is not a... All right, so where do you like? Well, Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm a Dunkin' girl.
Really?
No.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme?
I have. I was in Georgia. That's all I have down there.
Right.
It's Krispy
Kreme. Really fattening. Krispy, not the Dunkin' Donuts are like a diet.
Neither of them are. Don't even eat them. Just take them and apply them to your thighs.
Do you know who owned most of the Krispy Kreme franchises in America at one point?
Who?
Dick Clark.
No way.
Really? Yep.
Really?
Owned most of the Krispy Kremes when they were on their way up.
Skinny.
Well, I don't think he was eating them. I think he just owned them.
He's eating the product.
If I own Krispy Kreme, I'd be having a dozen for breakfast every morning.
Yeah,
what, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Well, you can get a free Krispy Kreme donut. All you have to do is sign up for Friends of Krispy Kreme. We have the link for you at DougStephan.com. And we'll get your free donut. This is great if you're a teacher. Now, I know all this back-to-school stuff has started already, and it's like, it's just July. But as soon as July 4th rolls around, boom, back to school. Well, Staples has Teacher Appreciation Day coming up sometime this month and next month. It's different for each area, but mark your calendars. If you're a teacher, you can go in and get gift bag, coupons, all sorts of stuff, and it's a really great deal. You just have to, like, enter where you live, and it'll tell you where it's going to happen in your area. If you're a working mom, and I think most of us are in some way, shape, or form, you get a free subscription, a two-year subscription to Working Mother magazine. We've also got a whole bunch of MP3 downloads for you from Amazon. One is an entire album, 17 songs, 1 hour of music, of meditation and relaxation.
It was meditation. I know.
And to wake you up after you've gone to sleep with meditation music. 20 summer MP3s, just a quarter each. That's right, 25 cents. Great summer tunes from the Beach Boys, the B-52s, Toby Keith, Katy Perry, Jason Mraz, more, all sorts of great tunes.
Hmm.
Just a quarter each from Amazon.com. And here's a special thing just for Rich McFadden.
Bring it.
It's a free bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
And it's, I love Obamacare. It's actually a heart. I heart Obamacare.
No.
Free bumper sticker from your friends at the Democratic National Committee.
All right.
And we have the link for you.
I'll show you. I'll show you the link. I don't want an Obamacare. I don't want anything from Obama, Doug Devin.
You're funny.
Very good,
it's
Roberta.
On there if you need it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so those are the Queen of Cheap items. Check them out. Today's, yesterday's, last week's, last month's. They're all there if they're still applicable. Check them out. DougStefan.com, the Queen of Cheap box, right next to the Better Living box. Has a lot of information. Medical, say it again, Doug. Medical, health-related items, pocketbook issues, all that good stuff at Doug Steffen. Yeah, we do. Special on pocket. Yeah. Jennifer's going to check the television news in a moment. So we have a 2020, a little bit late for the 2020 TV quiz, but I'm going to ask this question anyway as a prelude to Jennifer's conversation about what's going on with Alec Baldwin or whoever. I just picked that name out of a hat. Although he is usually easy target for the likes of Harvey Levin.
It's going to be a Charlie and what's his face? Would you say Alec? Free report.
All right.
I promise.
So what does TMZ, I didn't do this on the air, did I the other day?
You did not.
No. I said it off the air, though.
Yes, we were okay. Having a conversation.
All right. So here's the question for those of you who are really important, not the people on the air, but the people listening. What does TMZ stand for?
Do you know this to be the right answer?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
800. Wait a minute. What are you questioning me?
Yeah.
About the right answer?
Right.
Since when do you think you need to question me on whether an answer that I come up with is correct or not?
I think I know where you got this information from.
Really? That's so?
Your son told you, right?
My son is in on a lot of things that I've discussed. Yes. Aiden, my son, and I had a lot of conversational time the last couple of days, and I'm very thankful for that. 800-510-8255. What does TMZ?
I'm going to wiki you just in case.
Okay? Yeah, okay. Well, wait till we get somebody with the answer first. What does TMZ stand for? It's pretty actually interesting. If you get right down to the nitty gritty, I like this. It's very cool. 800-510-8255. He also said that Harvey Levin is a piece of. You can fill in
but
the blank.
But Brendan says that about everybody. In
No, he doesn't.
By the way, you are correct. That's exactly what it stands for.
Ah, so now I've been verified.
Yes.
Anyway, so what is T? But he says Harvey Levin is just... Well,
it's a funny show, though.
Boy. Yeah, I think it's an entertaining... I happen to like watching
it. I tell you something. The guy's got something...
He's got an idea, and he's grown with it, and he's made a lot of money doing it.
Where's the Inquirer been the past 5 or 8 years?
Asleep behind these guys.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. All right, so before Jennifer does her report, we'll find out what TMZ stands for, thanks to you and your alertness. Say it again, Doug. Alertness. The answer coming up in a moment, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Fearful investors are fleeing from stocks, real estate, commodities because of economic instability here and abroad. Swiss America reports, investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but most are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. Many are jumping from the frying pan into the fire by converting their assets into U.S. dollars. Converting assets into dollars. It's like seeking shelter from today's bear market inside the bear's cave. Politicians can debase the dollar by printing trillions of them out of thin air. Instead, Swiss America says buy solid things the Fed and the politicians cannot print and therefore cannot devalue, as they have the U.S. dollar. I'm talking about gold, and I'm asking you to call the company that believes, like I do, that once you have all the facts, life's decisions become a whole lot simpler. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, and ask for the Future of Money CD and Remaking Money, a special report for solutions. Again, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff
works. 13 and a half before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Russ, who is in Palm Springs, California. Russ, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Doug.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
All right. So what does TMZ stand for?
Well, since I was born and raised inside of it, I do know it. It's the 30-mile zone.
All right, so you were born and raised inside it. Where were you specifically raised?
You ever hear of Knott's Berry Farm?
Of course.
Yeah.
Right down the street.
That's on the out. That's sort of the further limit. I think you'd be right pushing it 30 miles from. Actually, it's
you
Beverly Boulevard
there.
And La Cienega, which is where the Beverly Center is, and I think the studio for the TMZ has Levin has up on La Cienega.
I'm
about
sure
a block.
He works around there because he has a law yeah. practice too.
Right, so he's a lawyer as well. Yeah. All right.
Well,
so
that was just inside of it.
If you
maps.
Right, if you drive, if you the way the crow flies down to where you are in
it's probably about 30 miles.
I'm guessing it's right on the cusp there. Disneyland's right there, and so Alameda, Anaheim is probably be a little longer if you take on the surface roads. But by the crow, I'm betting that you're right on the money there. So you grew up, was Knott's Berry Farm there when you grew up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really? You like boysenberry?
Mm. I enjoy it.
I think boysenberry.
The best jam
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
so
they
good.
Have great stuff there.
Yeah.
All right, Russ, you did a good job. You have identified the TMZ, so hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Appreciate the call, and more importantly, appreciate your listening. All right, so Jennifer, what news do you have for us from TV Land?
Well, let me start with the fact that the All-Star Game is tonight. If you want to watch a bunch of pumped up baseball players, you can check that out. It's on Fox this evening. Also, we lost one of the greats. Ernest Borgnine passed away, and a lot of the networks have responded, as they did when Andy Griffith died last week. There is a huge amount of tributes going on. I have them all on my Twitter page, which is Jennifer Horn Radio at Twitter.com. And you can check out all the movies on Turner Classic Movies on July 26th. Every movie that Ernest Borgnine has ever been in, they're starting at 6
really?
p.m. and they're going through the whole weekend.
Wow.
So really cool to introduce your kids if they haven't seen it. Plus, Antenna TV is doing a marathon of McHale's Navy on Sunday, July 15th. And I've also noticed that they've been running a bunch of the SpongeBob episodes on Nick that Ernest Borgnine was in, too. So kind of fun.
That sounds
now,
great. That's
isn't
great.
That cool?
Yeah,
I know. Cool. All right, so American Idol. Rumors swirling everywhere. The word is that Jennifer Lopez has no plans to return for the next season of American Idol. And possible replacements for her include Katy Perry, but the biggest name on the list is Adam Lambert. I don't know how well he fits into that table, but that is who people are saying he would make the best host since he's been through the experience. Also, the other rumor that is swirling is that Randy Jackson will not be back next season. They say that Randy's great, but he's part of the old Idol, and with J-Lo gone, he just wouldn't fit in anymore. So Steven Tyler may be the only one left, and even he's not confirmed to come back if they go ahead and reboot the whole show with new judges. Although critics are saying Randy's the heart of the show. I happen to think Ryan kind of is the heart of the show now. So maybe
yeah,
they could get rid of Randy.
I'm not. I think they've lost the soul of the show.
Yeah.
But I was never much in to begin with, so maybe I'm not a good arbiter.
Tough
so
to
that's
get it
interesting
back.
News. Randy seems to have been a part of the fiber of it. And Steven Tyler leaves me cold, always has.
He's so, funny. He's funny.
But Ryan is funny. Ryan has worked himself into that job very well. 51 past the hour. Thanks, Jen.
Sure.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This stuff still.
No, hey! Nah.
All right, so this is the tequila song from AC/DC. The Supreme Court and its stance on the Affordable Health Act could be good news for states that want to lower their drinking age from the federally mandated 21. You know, last week the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate, struck down part of the president's Medicaid expansion, and this second part hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but could create some big changes, including paving the way for states to lower their drinking age.
Mm.
Obamacare gives states two options. Take more money from the federal government to put more people on Medicaid, or lose the federal funding they were already getting for low-income health care programs. Supreme Court ruled that threatening to take away a state's Medicaid funding unless the state does what the federal government wants is unconstitutionally coercive and declared it invalid. So, if, in fact, you follow that thread, the National Minimum Drinking Age Act is unconstitutionally coercive as well, because it mandates that no one under the age of 21 be allowed to drink.
Which I always thought was really stupid.
In public.
Yeah, why wouldn't the states?
That's really ridiculous.
1984, Congress passed a law making it illegal for anybody in the United States under the age of 21 to purchase or publicly possess or publicly use alcohol. Drinking laws were always before that a state issue.
Yeah.
Federal government was able to enforce the age by making it part of the Highway Act.
Ha.
So if you want to take the highway funds, then you have to agree to the 21-year-old drinking age.
I remember this because I was I turned 21 in 1984 and. In December, and the law changed in September, and I missed it by 3 months.
Yeah. So, the I'm looking at a couple of the states involved. 1987, the state of South Dakota, which permitted the sale of beer, 3-2 beer, for 19-year-olds, challenged the law. Case went to the Supreme Court, which decided it was constitutional for Congress to use the threat of financial penalty to get states to do something like enforcing the drinking age, as long as the condition under which the penalty is imposed is unambiguous, promotes the general welfare, relates to the federal interest in particular to projects or programs, and fits within the lines drawn out by the 10th Amendment, which defers all powers to states that are not granted to federal government or prohibited by the Constitution. The highway funding threat is how the U.S. government has been able to effectively enforce the minimum drinking age, but the Supreme Court declaring that withholding money from states as a punishment for not doing what the feds want you to do is unconstitutional, thus changing the ruling from 30-some-odd years ago.
Fascinating.
So from now, I'm betting there's going to be a big drinking age battle in the near future all around the country.
Just people in time for campaigning.
This out.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Which would make anybody want to drink. Even me.
And that takes a lot, by the way.
It does.
You
right.
will see, watch Nevada. They will change this so fast, it'll make your head spin.
Gone. Finished.
18. Boom.
Yep, exactly. Everybody can gamble and drink when they're 18.
Yeah.
Help yourself. Come on down.
California will change it to 40.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Right. Legalize marijuana.
Although you can buy marijuana tomorrow.
I thought that was a pretty interesting ruling and
that
a pretty interesting observation.
There's a lot of interesting side effects to this ruling.
Absolutely.
The more you dig into this thing, it really gets fascinating.
Yeah, it really does. You're
a little
right.
scary, but, you know.
It's very interesting that it was called a tax. And that it is, I mean, it is all of these fees. You look at your, any bill that comes from something that's federally regulated, like utilities. Look at the number of taxes that are paid. And the states do it too, but they're not as egregious as federally regulated outfits, like the power company, phone company. All these are big federally regulated outfits. Taxes like you wouldn't believe. There's 14 taxes on your phone bill. Check it out. Unbelievable. 59 after the hour. Good day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.